it Christopher Carey?
Yes, sir. Chris Carey.
And you're from the Syracuse area. Whereabouts are you from, Chris?
I grew up in the university area, a couple blocks from Syracuse University.
Oh, okay. That's where my son lives now. He's on Roosevelt Street in Kensington.
Okay, yeah, I grew up right off of Euclid on Maryland Avenue.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What's your situation in Afghanistan? How often do you get out in front of the wire and all of that?
For the most part, I don't leave the wire. I'm a helicopter mechanic on Hughes and Cobras.
And how long have you been there, Chris?
I've been here for roughly 6 months.
And what's your experience been there? What's your view of Afghanistan? What's your role? Can you talk about that a little bit?
My unit supports close combat like operations. So the Hughes and Cobras are a support element to the ground side unit. Well, what we do at my job is anytime the helicopters come back, anything that needs to be fixed, we'll go ahead and fix them.
Okay, and have you been out on any combat missions at all? Is that part of your job?
I have not. The combat missions is for the ground side unit. We're more the air wing. We kind of stay inside the wire.
And did you have a choice on Afghanistan? Did you volunteer for this assignment? Tell me about that.
I did. I had a chance to volunteer to come out here. We didn't get to take our entire unit. It was kind of a select few, and I was happy to get to go.
And you were happy because?
I was happy to come out here just because we tried to take pretty much what we call the A-team, our best mechanics that we have out here. So it's kind of a proud thing to be able to come out here.
And how long will you be there? Is it a year?
Most of our deployments are 6 to 7 months, so I can't say the exact date or anything like that, because we don't know yet when exactly we're going home, but hopefully soon.
So you're starting to get short.
I'm not sure what you mean by that, sir.
Well, when I was in the Army and we had just a few days to go before we got out, we would talk about being short. You know, we would count the days.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're as a unit, you know, the 13-hour days kind of wear on you. So we're really excited to get back.
Now, what's the outlook for you? Are you a career Marine?
That I haven't really decided yet. I would like to finish up my schooling, and I can either do that in the military or get out and use my post 9/11 GI Bill to finish up college. I really do like what I do, so I can see myself being a career Marine.
Now, let me get some biological information on you, Chris. How old are you? What high school did you go to in Syracuse? Any college at all?
My first high school I went to was Nottingham High School, and then the second high school I graduated from was Cicero North Syracuse High School. I was lucky enough to attend that because my father's a teacher up there. And then I spent a little bit of time in college up at Buffalo State University.
And how old are you?
I'm 24 years old.
And how long have you been in?
I've been in for 3 years.
And what was the term of your enlistment? Was it a 3-year burst, 5 years, 6 years, what?
It's a 5-year enlistment.
Okay. What are people talking about when they're talking about unit morale and the friendships and the comradeship that you have there? Is that something special? Is it like a family? How would you describe that?
Unit morale, I would say, is just the overall how mentally you feel about being in your unit. Like it's definitely a brotherhood that's kind of hard to put into words.
Now, let me ask you for your opinion. We've got some information here that about 630 members of the U.S. Army's 10th Mountain Division's headquarters unit from Fort Drum are coming over to Afghanistan. They're going to be deployed as part of a rotation of forces there. What kind of advice do you have for them coming in country, probably for the first time?
Well, it's definitely going to be a culture shock for the ones who haven't been deployed before. My best advice that I could give is just stay with the training that you've received. Keep your head up and just don't give up when you get over here.
Well, that's pretty good advice. What are the living conditions like there inside the wire? Do you have a movie theater, a PX? Can you take me through a typical day? Are you getting your three meals? What's the experience like?
Being in the country since we've been here for so long, over 10 years now, living conditions are really not too bad at all. We live in cans, I guess you could call them. They've got bunk beds. We've got Wi-Fi, internet. There's a small PX where you can buy goods, just like stuff like hygiene stuff, like let's say if you needed tobacco products, they've got it. They have food, toothpaste, shampoo, body wash, all that stuff that you can think of. Most of the stuff you need, all the necessities are going to be sold there. Living conditions, I'd say, are pretty good. It gets really, really hot over here, well over 100 degrees. So air conditioning where we sleep is very, very nice. It's a luxury. We've got that in our working spaces also.
Okay, so I'm almost set. Let me double-check again. Your job description, you're a mechanic. Can you tell me exactly what kind of mechanic? You're a Lance Corporal. Is that an E4? Can you take me through some of this?
Yeah, I'm a Lance Corporal. That's an E3 in the Marine Corps. I'm an airframe mechanic on Hueys and Cobras. And what an airframe mechanic does is they fix anything that's broken that has to do with fiberglass, hydraulic work, metal work. That's like the basis of what we work on the helicopters.
So all in all, on a scale of 1 to 10, compared with other folks who are still back here in Syracuse, what's your life like on a scale of 1 to 10?
When I'm deployed over here, I'd say on a scale from 1 to 10, it's a 6 or 7. It's not ideal to be deployed in a country where it's really, really hot all the time and it really smells bad, but it could be a lot worse, that's for sure.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for talking to us, and we appreciate it. And safe trip home.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You too.
All right. Thank you, Lance Corporal. Have a great day, and tell your friends you're going to be on the radio. We'll start running these stories soon.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.